I meet with my coworker at CapTel, Eric T., to find out what he thinks about achievement gaps in college.
I know in my experiences of the people that I know, and myself included, it has been financial for almost everybody. People couldn't afford to pay the loans back or the books or other things like that, so they weren't able to continue school.
Personal life plays a larger role in the success rate of school and may lead to dropouts because of difficulty balancing these factors.
I think one thing that may have something to do with it is a lot of minorities that come from single-parent households, so they really have one source of income. And also, depending on the student, a lot of students that probably drop out also have parents that didn't go to college as well, or family members that didn't graduate. So that might also be a reason why.
I spoke with Gary Cooper Sperber, who is senior advisor at UWM's African American Academic Services.
A family member or family members might think the student is abandoning them or being neglectful intentionally and not realizing that school requires an extensive amount of time commitment. And so for a student to be able to balance both is quite difficult.
Eric says that beyond financial and family values, there are also cultural obstacles that students of color can encounter while attending UWM. His experience was not in the classroom, but on campus.
The dorms, for an example, there was a piano that everybody pretty much played. But for some reason, when certain people played it, it wasn't acceptable. So certain people got into trouble over it compared to others.
Experiences like these are only part of cultural obstacles at UWM. Gary is the presenter of a workshop series called Dig Deeper, which provides advisors and teaching staff with tools to understand these cultural obstacles.
When we take additional pieces of information from students' personal lives and connect that to our primary lens of analyzing the student's academic ability, we can really decipher if a student is A, really having an actual difficulty, an actual academic difficulty with the problem with the class, or B, is it something that's outside the classroom that's affecting the student in a way that had we just dig deeper, and that's why this presentation is called Dig Deeper, if we just take a little chance to dig deeper and ask those additional questions, maybe we find out that it's not always school directly in terms of the issue, but the issue impacts school.
Being academically prepared for college turns out to be essential to the student's success, and having older successful role models on campus may be even as important.
The biggest thing is our students don't have a lot of black role models on the campus who are working in professional positions as well, too. We do have an overabundance of black individuals who are working in non-professional positions on campus. And so what does that tell our students here when they're walking by and we're telling them this place is for them, but we don't mirror that mentality in our everyday actions through the people that we hire?
So how do students navigate through cultural differences at a university like UWM?
People do it back and forth all the time. It's called code switching, learning how to navigate between different cultures and societies. So we're teaching our students how to learn from their native culture. In our case, African American and Black Americans, and even people from the Black diaspora internationally. But how do you navigate within the United States culture, the United States professional culture, and then how do you navigate more microscopically, you know, here at UWM on a predominantly white campus and still be able to take advantage of all the opportunity and resources like other students?
One example of cultural differences are Milwaukee Public School students who are coming from a predominantly black school to, in some cases, being the only student of color in their classroom when they get to college.
It's called the assimilation process. They have the acculturation process. It's called changes that groups, individuals undergo when they come in contact with another culture. Assimilation is where you're identified strictly with the dominant culture and you abandon your own ethnicity. For example, a black student saying, okay, I'm just going to identify completely with mainstream white American culture and I'm going to forget everything that what it means to be black that was taught to me. Integration or biculturalism or code switching is the optimal thing that we try to get our students to become in multicultural advising, which is you're still retaining your own identity and culture and you're establishing a positive relationship with the dominant cultures.
There are many things a student can do to establish those relationships required to be a successful student at UWM, and there are other obstacles that may be outside of their control.
Homelessness, not having enough money to put food and stuff, being responsible for taking care of other siblings or other family members. These are things that we can identify and we can provide workable solutions to help students to minimize those issues, if not to extinguish those issues altogether.
Eric still plans on returning to UWM.
Right now, I'm trying to transfer from another school, a class that I could use at UWM, and I still have to pay off the loan for the other school. So until then, I can't get the class transferred, and I will have to take the class over.
Advisors like Gary hear stories like Eric's all of the time and to help find solutions.
For example, I had a student who became pregnant while she was a student here. First thing she said, come see me, I thought you were going to tell me to drop out. I said, no, it's just a different path. Think about it this way. There's a pothole in the road in front of you. So what do? You build a bridge over it or you go around it. We're going to now just have to adapt our path now to still get you to your goal. It doesn't hurt to just take those additional steps and ask that question. Is everything okay with you? Because I want to get to know you as a person. I want to know if there's anything I can do for you or is anyone I can connect you to who may be more trained in the areas in which you may need help.
but there are things in place that will hopefully help close the achievement gap sooner.